True the Vote takes legal action to protect voters in Nevada, Virginia. By Kyle Morris on May 15, 2020. True the Vote, a nonpartisan conservative election integrity group, filed legal action in Nevada and Virginia on Thursday in an effort to preserve critical voting safeguards that are necessary to upholding the integrity of elections. Catherine Engelbrecht, founder of True the Vote, said, "As more and more efforts are made across the country to mandate voting by mail, True the Vote is committed to ensuring Americans' constitutional voting rights are upheld, that their option to vote at polling places is not taken away, and that proper security measures are in place to guarantee that all eligible votes are properly counted." Engelbrecht also noted that Americans should be concerned with the current implementations which are stripping essential security measures. "All Americans should be concerned by the radical changes being made to our election processes under the guise of public health related to the COVID-19 outbreak. The sudden shift to all-mail ballots is only part of what's happening. They are stripping essential security measures, like voter ID laws and signature verification, sending ballots to inaccurate addresses and ineligible voters, and counting ballots received after Election Day. While implementing appropriate public health safeguards is a priority, so too must be protecting the integrity of our elections." In Nevada, True the Vote filed a preliminary injunction to challenge the Secretary of State's imposition of universal mail-in balloting, where ballots are mailed wholesale to every registered voter without the legally required request, and Clark County's decision to illegally mail ballots also to inactive voters and to hire illegal ballot harvesters. In Virginia, according to an online press release, True the Vote filed a preliminary injunction to prevent the Virginia State Board of Elections from designating everyone in Virginia as disabled as a way to illegally allow voters to request absentee ballots, even though current law passed by the Virginia State Assembly prevents them from doing so. "The action taken will result in disenfranchisement of voters, since Virginia election officials are not equipped with the resources needed to handle a mass influx of mail ballots, and they do not have procedures in place to guarantee that all eligible voters will receive a ballot." All across the country, there are Democrats using the coronavirus pandemic as an excuse to illegally dilute voter rights, regardless of the laws in place meant to protect every American's vote at the ballot box, said True the Vote General Counsel James Bob Jr., lead counsel for the plaintiff voters in the Nevada and Virginia lawsuits. Bob Jr. added, "No one is against traditional absentee balloting, but everyone who values the rule of law should be against efforts of unaccountable bureaucrats to expand mail-in voting in a manner that removes critical anti-vote fraud protections and the option of voting in person at a polling place, which is the most secure manner to ensure ballots are cast legally and accurately." True the Vote has now taken legal action in three different states, including New Mexico, Nevada, and Virginia. The organization also has plans to engage in more states as the issue becomes necessary, especially in states where groups are taking steps to usurp the rule of law and remove critical safeguards that guarantee free and fair elections. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.